Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
I'm joined now to discuss another matter by Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, a TD for Sinn Féin. And we'll come to the other matter, Martin, but it would be remiss of me, I think, not to get reaction, initial reaction, to that statement from Ryan Tuberty.
Look, I've listened to you read out the statement, Cormac, and I was in Sligo today and met a lot of people on the street, and everyone in the country is talking about this situation. Mm-hmm. I think he put his finger on it, in fairness. It is an issue of trust, and that's the problem we've got here. And for many, many years, RTE have been coming in to the Public Accounts Committee and to other committees in Leinster House, laying out what we were told were facts, and now we found that they're not what they were supposed to be. So, you know, there is a huge credibility issue here with regard to RTE, and, you know, I know people may say it's open season on them, and they are the public, national public broadcaster, and they have responsibilities around all of that, and, you know, I think they have to be accountable, and that's really what we need to see coming from all of this, is a new era of accountability. We thought we had that, but it seems we don't.
I'm going to move on for this in just a second, because in fairness to you, you're not on to discuss this, but I do want to ask you, where do you think is the best forum to investigate this, Martin?
Well, I know that the Public Accounts Committee have looked for RTE to come back into them, because they certainly feel very misled in relation to all of this. And you know, whether there needs to be a full inquiry into it or whatever, I think it's too early to say yet. I understand that the board were not even aware of this situation. You know, so clearly senior management in RTE have very serious questions to ask in respect of all of this. I note in Ryan's statement, he spoke about how he had taken a serious pay cut through the decades, or through the over that decade of austerity, mm-hmm. and all of that.
40% he says,
For many people, when they see, you know, €70,000 of a year being paid differently, which wasn't accounted for, you know, it doesn't really mean that pay cut actually happened, because it was compensated in some other way.
That seems
to be the situation.
Yeah, I take what you're saying, but just to be clear, what he's saying, that when you look at it from 2012 to today, he says his pay cut was cut by approximately 40%. But anyway, look, we're going to go through this forensically with Ciarán Cannon of Fine Gael and Seamus Dooley of the NUJ just after 5. But can I ask you a couple of questions, Martin, on what you were on to discuss? Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. And people can, of course, text us to 51551. You can email drivetime@rte.ie. But you're on to discuss performance-related fines, Martin, against bus operators in Dublin and the Dublin region. Yeah. They increased in a 3-year period by 9 million euro. And the figures which were obtained, I can tell listeners, via parliamentary question, and which we can reveal on this programme, show that the operators were deducted 2 million euro in 2019, which jumped to over 11 million in 2022. We're talking huge figures here. What's your reaction to all of this?
Right. Well, this comes as a flight of a parliamentary questions that I put down to the minister. And basically what it's saying is that, as we know, both Dublin Bus and, of course, Go Ahead Ireland is an independent operator that has contracts for some of the services. And both of them have been, if you like, fallen foul of the NTA, who monitor the operating performance. And because of that, there have certain standards they have to meet on the contracts, and when they don't meet them, and these are around, you know, quality of services, particularly around reliability and around punctuality and all of that, and it very much backs up what I'm hearing from constituents and from other TDs in Dublin and other areas where, you know, so many people are waiting for the bus and the bus doesn't turn up, mm-hmm. too often, or it also, when it does come, it's packed full and they have to wait for the next one and wait and wait and wait, and at a time when we're encouraging more people to use more public transport for climate reasons, it's totally unacceptable that we have this situation.
So what should happen here? And I'll be reading statements from the start of the programme to finish. I've got a statement here from Go Ahead. Go Ahead are one of the operators of buses in Dublin. They say, really quickly, between 2019 and 22, Go Ahead Ireland received performance-related fines in line with other operators across the public transport sector. And as would be practice in other government-regulated bus markets, they say, today. There are a number of external and operational issues related to these fines, a key being a driver shortage, they say, across the sector. Yep. And there's an ongoing issue as well that they're looking into. Can I ask you, though, they have a fair point there, don't they?
The problem with driver shortages is a fair point, in fairness to them, and we were out at Go Ahead in their headquarters only the other day, and, you know, there is a serious problem in recruiting drivers. When they recruit them and they train them and they do their tests and they pass and get their licences, you know, there's delays at that stage then through bureaucracy, you know, from the Road Safety Authority and others in getting the licences issued and getting their permits to be able to go out and drive the buses, and that's part of the problem. It's not the entire problem. They also have, I suppose, an issue of scale here. Dublin Bus is a much bigger operation, so they have more resilience. If a driver is sick or somebody is off, it's easier to replace them and get that system moving again. Particularly, I think, over the first couple of years that Go Ahead were operating in the city, you know, they were smaller and were cutting their teeth, if you like. Hopefully, and certainly from the experience we had in visiting their depot the other day, they seem to have improved that. But the problem we've got still is that none of that is any good to the consumer out there that's late for work or late for an appointment or whatever when they're trying to go about their daily business. Fines are fine, Cormac.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Fines don't deal with the issue.
They don't put the bus there when people need them.
No,
so if
don't.
You were a minister, how would you ensure that the bus arrives?
Well, the first thing we need to do is investigate exactly what are the factors that are leading to the service disruptions. That's what we need to do. And we need to find a way of fixing those problems and how we can do that and where we can get new drivers, how we can ensure that when they are trained and when they get their licences that they can be put out to work quickly and efficiently and effectively and ensure that we have an adequate service for people. Because I think the number of people using buses is only going to grow as our economy grows and as more and more people are more, if you like, climate aware. And that's good. That's what we need to happen. We're a long way from the past when Maggie Thatcher said 40 years ago, you know, that it's only successful people that use buses. Everyone uses buses now, and we should be making sure that we have a proper service in place for everybody.
Okay, well, a Sinn Féin TD mentions Maggie Thatcher. I think it's time to end this conversation. Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed.